Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
History lost in space. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
You remember the moon landing, right? In your head, you have a picture of what that looks like. Right? You weren't there.
I wasn't there.
I mean, you're old, but you're not that old.
I'm not that old, yeah.
You know?
Just barely.
You just were born minutes after the moon
I was just
landing.
Born 15 years before.
So yeah, that's
barely
it.
15-year-old.
You weren't conscious.
Yeah, I mean,
what
do I know?
Going on at the time. Yeah. You were just an embryo 15-year-old.
But the moon landing, I mean, you know, you're reminded with movies or documentaries every couple
of
years.
We all have this embedded consciousness of what that means. Thankfully, but let me give you a little history because we're going to talk about the lost NASA moon landing footage. Missing, lost. Who knows where it went? We do. We actually figured it out and people are trying to recover it. But the history of what happened to this crucial moment in world history was gone.
And I'm
Big
sure
fail.
That and
Big
I'm sure
fail.
That probably lends to a lot of, you know, conspiracy this and
well, that's
you
know, the problem too. You know, it's like, yeah, I get why people have these conspiracy theories because holy fuck.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, they're making it easy for people to be skeptical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, lose the fucking NASA footage?
Yeah.
I guess so.
If you're going to save one footage, make it that one.
Yeah.
Lose the rest
one?
Of them.
I know. You don't need the numbers. You don't need like weird like monitoring of different stars. Like
no,
so much footage.
We never talk about those things.
No, we don't.
Ever.
We don't care about them. Yeah. We don't. We don't do it. But let me give you a little history. So Apollo 11 was the space flight that first landed humans on the moon. We know Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin formed the American crew that landed the Apollo Lunar Module Eagle on July 20th, 1969. On the 21st at 2:56 p.m., Armstrong was the first person to step on the lunar surface and Aldrin joined him 19 minutes later. They spent about 2.5 hours together outside the spacecraft and collected 47.5 pounds of lunar material to bring back to Earth. Armstrong and Aldrin spent 21 hours and 31 minutes on the surface at the site they named Tranquility Base before lifting off.
It's a long time.
It's a story. They were just hanging out on
I mean,
the moon.
I know it's the moon. That's pretty cool.
I think
and
it's too
a once
short.
In like,
what? They were like, let's go?
I mean, but think about it. It's just like after like 45 minutes, you're like now
TikTok,
what?
Bitch. No? Yeah. No, you want to stay. You're like, oh my God, I'm on the moon. I can see the Earth.
Well, no, I want to go back and kind
you're
of
you're getting
like,
cold?
No, I want to go back and start cashing in on my celebrity status.
Oh, wow.
That's
we're
how
different
I would,
people in that way. Yeah. I would be like, I live here now. I'm a
I would
I'm
leave
a
you there.
Space
and I'll be like,
creature.
I was like, she never made it.
I'm
it
so
just me. Just
like
me.
Glam rock.
I'd be like, just me. Because I'd be Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, and you'd be Neil Armstrong. And I'd be like, mm-hmm. Neil never came back.
Yeah, it's like a, that's so weird. You just walked off. And
Alien
like,
man took
a cloud
him.
Of space dust. Alien man. Big eyes. Yeah. Weird long limbs. Yeah. He shot a laser at me.
Yeah, laser
so
beams.
Weird.
So
exactly. Bye.
Also, where's my parade?
Yeah. Hello. Anyway, so we all know because this moment was broadcast onto live TV to a worldwide audience of 530 million viewers. A lot of viewers at the time. 1969, holy shit. He described the event as one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Obviously, we all know that. And it ended the space race. Huge deal. Giant deal. And fulfilled a national goal also, proposed by Kennedy in 1961, that before the decade is out, we would get someone on the moon.
And not the Russians.
Not the Russians or their Russian, adorable Russian space dogs.
Yeah.
Nobody. Nyet. Anyway, incredible moment in history. Well, fast forward to 2006, when no one could find the original video recordings of this moment. And they admitted it. They were like, how do we say this? They could not find them. They were nowhere to be found. Since then, Richard Navsger, an engineer at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, who oversaw the television processing at the ground tracking sites for Apollo 11, has been looking for them. So you just can't
find
them.
This whole time, did nobody bother to look?
No, people, I think that they were like, we got this, yes. And
yes,
they put the tape in a pile of tapes.
Yeah.
And then the tapes just got erased. So the good news is we know what happened to them. The bad news is that they were part of a batch of 200,000 tapes that were magnetically erased and reused to save money. So they saved a little money. So come on, you can't fault them for being thrifty.
We need the Christmas parties.
Yeah, we need all the shiny NASA space ice cream. Yeah, you got it. We should have had a historian running around saying, I don't care if you're ever going to use them, we're going to keep them, Navsker said. They found good copies in the archives of CBS News, and some recordings called kinescopes found in film vaults at Johnson Space Center. So we have tapes
they
of tapes.
They did the work? Why
have tapes
can't
of
you,
tapes.
Why can't you do the... Why do you need... well, there should have been historians here.
Yeah.
Why aren't they running around?
I don't know. It's like what... Also, like... So NASA essentially ripped off tapes from CBS to put back into their vaults to have footage of their own huge landing.
So that's their bad. That's NASA's bad.
Yeah. So they called a fancy Hollywood film restoration service called Lowry, who was digitizing these along with some other bits and pieces to cobble together to make a new rendering of the historic space landing.
I wonder if you had to do that anyway. Like, if even if you had the original footage, would you need to, you know, deterioration or just speculating?
Yeah, maybe. But it's also like, okay, cool thing. Good for you. Good. Great. You're doing your job?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's cool. So a lot of people thought that using a Hollywood-based company might fuel the fire of conspiracy theorists, of course.
Understand. I mean, I'm not on that side, but it
this
is
this makes conspiracy theorists look cool.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Yeah, they're erased? Yeah. Guess what? Kubrick filmed the whole thing. So they thought that that would fuel the fire, which it did. But they're trying their best to get it together. And there are some unofficial copies of the original broadcast out there somewhere that were taken from a NASA video switching center in Australia. And they don't know where those are either. These tapes are not in the system, Navsker said. We are certainly open to finding them. Oh, you're open to finding them? Excellent. Please
do. You
know
when they say something is not rocket science? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
This is it.
Seems like an appropriate, yeah. So, again, to this day, so many people remember this, and so many people really have it as a part of their own history. But this fuels a lot of the conspiracy theories. So we're going to go through some of the conspiracy theories, and again, within the context of this missing tape thing.
I mean, I
conspiracy one.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm dying to hear this.
Yeah. The moon landing is fake because the American flag looks like it's flapping in the wind. So people say that. They're like, it can't be, it's the space, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But if you look at the American flag in the still pictures from the Apollo 11 mission, it appears to be flapping in the wind. But it can't be since, of course, there's no wind on the moon. The simple answer is it isn't flapping. It's because it's not an ordinary flag. If the astronauts had planted a regular flag on the moon, it would have hung slack like a flag on Earth, like no, there's no wind in it. That wouldn't have made for a very fun photo. So NASA designed special flags for astronauts to take with them. All six Apollo missions that made it to the moon planted flags there. So you can see it in every other non-lost piece of footage that the flag flaps in the night of the space moon. The flags have a horizontal rod inside them to make them stick out like a flagpole. The Apollo 11 astronauts had trouble extending the rod all the way, and in still pictures, they create a ripple effect that makes the flag look like it's waving in the wind. In video images of the flag, you can see it only moves while the astronauts are grinding it into the moon's surface. After they step away, it stays the same bent shape because of the rod within it. So, conspiracy theory one, debunked. Two, the moon landing is fake because you can't see the stars.
Okay.
Something. During the Apollo 11 activity on the moon, Buzz Aldrin had just deployed the early Apollo scientific experiments package, where you can see the passive seismic experiment, the laser ranging retroreflector, and the lunar module Eagle. And he said, one of the first arguments I heard, and one of the easiest to debunk, is the fact that there are no stars in the sky. Or rather, there's no stars in the pictures that Armstrong and Aldrin took on the moon. But if you've ever used a camera before, it's easy to understand why. All of the exposures of the astronauts on the moon are daylight exposures. The surface was brightly illuminated from the sun. The astronauts were wearing bright white spacesuits and were highly reflective. So the exposure on the astronauts' cameras was too short to capture the spacesuits and the moon's surface while also capturing the comparatively dimmer stars. The same thing happened if you go out to someone's back porch at night, turn on the lights, even though you can see the stars from where you're standing, a quick exposure camera is not going to be able to capture them. So mostly the camera, less so that there were no stars. Second, conspiracy theorist debunking. Three, the moon landing is fake because the shadows aren't right.
Ooh. Oh.
In the images from the moon landing, it's possible to see certain objects, even though they are in shadow. Skeptics argue that if the sun were the only source of light, this wouldn't be the case. Therefore, the fact that you can see some objects in shadow must be the result of Hollywood Jew lighting.
They're thinking so.
Yeah. The problem with this theory is that although the sun is the main source of illumination on the moon, it's not the only source of illumination. Another source is the lunar ground, which reflects the sun's light. In the Apollo 11 pictures, the sunlight is being scattered or reflected off the ground every which way, and some of it, a small fraction but enough to be able to see, scatters the shadows. That's why in some images you can make out a plaque that Armstrong and Aldrin left on the moon, even though it's lying in a shadow. So light's all over the place on the moon, so step off, you know? Four, the moon landing is fake because you can't see Armstrong's camera in the reflection. Neil Armstrong took this photograph of Aldrin with a 70mm lunar surface camera. In one of the pictures from the moon landing, you can see Armstrong clearly reflected in Aldrin's visor. Some skeptics have pointed out that Armstrong does not appear to be holding a camera, so someone else must be taking the picture. But that's not true.
Yeah.
Armstrong couldn't walk around the moon with a regular handheld camera. In his bulky suit, he needed something that was easy to manipulate. The camera he used on the moon was mounted on the front of a suit, which is where his hands are in the reflection.
It's almost like they thought of that ahead of time.
What?
Like, hey,
they prepare for a moon voyage?
Taking photos is going to be like one of the main things you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I need to use my hands, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, what if we can use the camera and mm-hmm. you can also use your hands? And they're like, what?
What if we had no hands on the astronauts?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, no, it's easier just to
how
put
about that?
They'll just put the camera
then
on.
We'll lose the tapes.
Suit. Yeah.
Okay, number five, my favorite. The moon landing is fake because Stanley Kubrick filmed it, right?
I mean, that's like not really a
neat thing that would be fun.
Yeah.
You know? Director Stanley Kubrick's film, 2001 A Space Odyssey, was a huge hit in 1968. We're again very close for creating a realistic image of outer space, which you say realistic and it's like, I guess, because we have no frame of reference before this. It was so compelling that some conspiracy theorists later wondered if the government actually hired Kubrick to film the moon landing in a soundstage. And the thing is, it didn't look real because Kubrick didn't film it. His 2001 movie looked really real because he enlisted a ton of astronomical artists and aerospace engineers to help him with it.
Yeah.
So the only evidence that Kubrick filmed the moon landing had itself proven to be a hoax because he had people involved that were like, no, we're part of this. It's not the other way around. Denial of America's greatest progress in space exploration it's really fun. Like it's an ideological thing that I like indulging in. And this, the loss of the tapes of the moon landing is a huge part of why it still exists, I think.
Yeah,
in
that's on them.
Humble,
you know,
opinion.
It's on them.
You know? But basically, there's a lot of flimsy evidence for all this, and it's not true.
And a lot, you know, we're talking about, it's like, oh, well, you know, we're talking about 2001 mm-hmm. and what things look like. You're saying that in whatever year, way past that, so you have the hindsight to look back at all, like, the footage of outer space, and then mm-hmm. you're making a comparison.
Yeah.
You're not, it's not like if in the day after, if you're a conspiracy theorist, okay, sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, you know, 50 years
later.
You've
had time.
Yeah, you have time, like, to kind of like...
go a little crazy.
Have hindsight to be like, oh, that's mm-hmm. not the way things... or it looks too close to that, but it's only because now you have this image of what it is yeah, now.
Exactly. Now, if they lose the 9/11 tapes...
they were on the same tape. It was on, like, first half, then an episode of Friends.
The third act of Friends was cut.
Yeah, and then...
oh, my goodness.
9/11 tapes.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I have a feeling, though, I'm just going to put it out there, that the people that believe in that that conspiracy are not going to be... their minds aren't going to be changed from your, like...
input. This podcast?
Yeah, this podcast, your input.
No, I don't think anything will change their mind until we get them to the soundstage that yeah. is locked up on 4,000 feet under the ground. It's piloted by lizard people.
Yes.
And there's radioactivity that makes you glow in the dark.
Or you bring them up to the moon and the aliens are there and be like, dude, I was there in 69.
Oh,
I was there, dude. They were here.
Alien
it's
testimony,
real.
Man. And then you like get really high with an alien and they tell you everything. Like, first they're like kind of like a little like, well, like, who are you? But then like you chill out together yeah. and they like open up a little bit.
They
fucking
give you,
add you on Instagram.
They like you give them some like really good weed,
And they give you some, like, the cure to cancer.
Yeah, this technology, but you lose it.
Oh, well, wait. I want to say that we're citing this material.
Yes.
Most of the information that I am talking about, I got from Reuters and History.com.
Oh, those are some good ones.
Yeah.
You didn't get it just from like where
my
like
the, mind, like an alien put this, implanted yeah. this information inside
or some
of
like kind of, you know, one of those conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
sites.
it's Snopeswatch.biz.346826 government liars dot BCC.
Or you, if you want to, you could go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
That's a conspiracy.
That's a conspiracy and get some bonus episodes. Ooh. That's real. We haven't lost them.
Not yet.
Not yet. And no one would care if we did.
Hello, tipsters. This is Melissa Morgan, the host of Just the Tipsters, America's favorite true crime podcast, because people are awful and kill each other. Hi, tipsters. This is Melissa Morgan, host of Just the Tipsters, America's favorite true crime podcast. Have you ever wanted to kill someone? Heyo, tipsters. This is Melissa Morgan, host of America's favorite true crime podcast, Just the Tipsters. And what makes Just the Tipsters America's favorite true crime podcast? It's because I said so, that's why. That's okay, right? I can say that? I mean, guard!
Just the Tipsters with Melissa Morgan is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Stitcher, theradio.com app, and wherever pods are cast. Subscribe, rate, review. You'll be glad you did.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.